Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. And my name is Lee Roach, and I am here with my best friend, Tamara Snyder. Hello!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm super excited.
We are super excited. Yeah. We've been having so much fun before the show's even started.
We have. We've had a few laughs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to explain why, because today's show is called Receiving a Courtesy Visit.
Yes.
But it's not spelled the traditional way. It's spelled C-U-R-T-I-S because we have a person in the house by the name of Curtis.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. Great. Now, we're going to explain this. As you all know, we have been minus a producer.
Womp womp.
And then last week we had on our show Shannon, who was our third wheel.
She was fantastic.
She was. But we have a little story to tell about someone who's actually in house today to do a live, well, we're recording.
As live as a recording can be.
Yeah. Interview for the producer position with Curtis. And on that note, I'm going to hand it over to Tamara.
Okay. Well, yes. Like Lee said, we're very, very, very excited to have Curtis with us.
Thank you.
And it was just so cool, the story about how we met. Now, Curtis is a server at Malone's.
Yes.
And we were there a couple of weekends ago with our friend Cameron Mills. And having dinner, good old time, Curtis was on top of the service. It was fantastic service.
Did you cook the steak?
I did not. That's Chef Coop. He does a good job over there.
Yeah. Oh, the food there is always so good. And the service is always so good. So Lee and I are in deep conversation about God knows what. And I see Curtis lean over and start talking to Cameron. And then when he walks away from the table, Cameron says, "Well, ladies," because, you know, he's all full of himself. And he's like, "I think I found your next producer." And we were like, "What? Who?" He said, "Curtis, our waiter." And so Lee and I were like, "What?" And but sure enough, Curtis has a background in audio and video.
I have a degree in multimedia. So
a degree in multimedia.
He's qualified.
Mm-hmm. He is qualified. He's young. How young?
I'm 32, so okay. A little young.
A little younger
just
than us.
A little, just tad a little. Younger.
Yeah. So we know that he's going to bring a fresh, young perspective to the show. And so we just want to get to know you a little bit. So we have some questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this is what Lee is really good about, is asking very deep and personal questions.
Yes, and don't be alarmed, because I know we've kind of given you a cheat sheet of stuff to prepare for, but don't be alarmed if I go off script.
That's okay.
Don't be alarmed.
That's okay. Yes. I'll try my best.
Okay, good. All right, so let's just start off. Where are you from?
I am actually from Camelsville, Kentucky, which is about an hour and a half west of here.
You are not
okay,
gonna
y'all,
believe this.
This is so funny. So our other producer, Garrett, is also from Campbellsville, Kentucky.
What's his last name?
Gabehart.
I'm very good friends with Garrett Gabehart.
No, you are not. This is 911.
Very good friends.
So, would he be a good reference for you?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, he's big. Okay, he's big into the video game world as well.
Yes.
Yes.
We are, like I said, we're very good friends. 10, 15 years.
How
plus.
Did he not even bring this up to us?
Has Garrett talked to you about us?
No.
Oh. You have okay. no idea he did
well,
this with us?
He actually just had a kid recently.
Yeah, so we know.
So he's been very, very busy.
Yeah,
true.
And, you know, friends drift apart a little bit. But right. Yeah, me and Garrett are very, very close.
Oh, so that's awesome.
This is so unreal.
So we keep saying this is kismet about how we have met Curtis.
And we had to tell Curtis what kismet meant.
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't mean
the show.
Yeah. You have to kiss us. It just means that it's like serendipitous.
Right.
How everything is aligned to put you in our path. And so we just think it's fate that you're with us. And we're very, very thankful.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Unless you suck. And then you're going to be out.
Yeah.
But
by the way, tell everybody what your last name is, too.
Cypress. So it's like the tree Cypress, but with an F instead of a P. So
Cypress.
Cypress. Don't you cipher stuff out of your car and stuff? Isn't that what they do when they
siphon?
Siphon
gas out of your tank?
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
I think that's it.
I'm sure he's good at that.
Okay,
well,
he knows siphon, we know kismet. That's fair.
That's right. It's fair.
Now we're even.
Okay, so you grew up in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Now, what kind of kid were you?
Well, I went to church my whole childhood. In high school, I kind of.
Just like Garrett.
I kind of drifted into like the video games, skateboarder kind of crowd, but I was friends with everybody. You know, I had friends, the popular kids and the skater kids and everything.
Now, were you wearing all black when you were skating?
Were you goth?
I wasn't goth because I, if you know who Bam Margera is, I mean, that's a weird reference, but he always wears like deep purple. And it, oh. I mean, so, I mean, not necessarily all black, but I have a lot of black shirts. My girlfriend complains about that a lot. That I have a lot of
black There's nothing wrong with black.
It matches everything.
That, so. It does. That's right.
Now, were you a good student?
I was an average student. Okay. I was very good at things that I enjoyed. So I got A's in every class that I actually liked to go to.
Okay.
And probably B's and C's. And I maybe had 1-2 D's all of high school. So, I mean, not terrible. I never failed a class. But I was probably an average student. You know?
Well, let me ask you a trick question, because Tamara will just die if, depending on what you answer this. What was your favorite subject in high school?
Art or chorus.
Okay, cool. I
those
like
aren't
that.
Really like...
How are you on history? I'm not a fan.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Okay. I like history. Okay. I'm not good with names and dates specifically.
Yeah, okay.
But I do love hearing about it. I like documentaries a lot. Okay. So that's all good too. So
okay.
Good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now tell us about your family.
So I have a significant other. We are not married currently. We've been together for 8 years. Her name is Chelsea Everman. I have a 2-year-old daughter, or 2.5-year-old daughter actually.
Aww.
And she runs around and she's got her big girl bed. So my heart's very full with my family. We just bought a house about 3-4 months ago. I have 2 great sets of parents, one that lives here, one lives in Louisville. I also have to count my siblings, 7 siblings total on both sides. So
really?
I'm right in the middle of everybody.
You're like the brain.
You're the middle child.
Yes, ma'am.
See, right. I am too.
I'm
he called me ma'am.
I'm the middle of both sides and my mom's side. So like, okay. You know, our immediate family, I'm in the middle, and I'm in the middle of all of them together too.
Do you like them all?
Yes, we are on very good terms. All of our siblings are.
Good.
That's
all
good.
My parents are alive. My grandparents are alive. Very, very fortunate.
Nice.
My nanny died 2 years ago, but she was 103. So
what?
I mean, so she was very, very old, and she lived a great life. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have the people in my life that I have right now.
Now, what's your daughter's name, by the way?
Nia, N-I-A.
Okay, that's a beautiful name. Is that named after something?
It is. It's kind of nerdy. It's after an anime, a show that I watch.
Okay.
And usually, like I said, my girlfriend doesn't really watch a lot of the nerdy stuff with me. But she watched this one in particular, and she liked it so much that she agreed to the name as well. A show actually like changed my life. You know, you can believe in anything. If you believe in anything, you can accomplish anything that you want. So that's kind of the whole basis of the show, and just kind of hit me in the heart when I saw it and kind of needed it as a young adult. And it's kind of just wrote into my whole adult life as well. And there, Nia gets her name from that. So.
Oh, that's a great story.
That
is so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the job at Malone's.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is that your full-time gig?
That is my full-time gig.
I bet it pays pretty well.
We do make good money there. So
yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I've been a server for, I guess 10 years this year. So
wow.
A full decade of it. I started at Chili's. I worked at Chili's in Lexington for 4 or 5 years. Then I moved to Colorado, worked at Chili's a few years there. Then I worked at a 5-star restaurant called 1858, which is like on top of a mountain. It's beautiful, like a postcard.
Ooh.
And then I moved back here, and we've been here for a little over 2 years, and I work at Malone's. And mm-hmm. Nick Lorick was my GM who hired me in. He's a very good man, and I make good money. And I'm very appreciative of that. On the side, I kind of do I have a business called Cosmic Arcade. On Tuesdays, we set up video game tournaments at local bars here. So we go to like Al's Bar and Cosmic Charlie's.
Really? I've heard about that.
We actually have an event at Malibu Jack's this Wednesday for Fortnite. So that's probably the biggest gig that we've gotten so far.
Now, which game are you betting? I'm sorry. I'm going to be so full of questions.
I know.
Sorry,
I've got
Tamara
a ton.
What are you best at? What video game are you best at?
Oh, wow. I play a lot. The ones that we do on Tuesdays are actually all fighting games. So stuff like Tekken, Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Popular ones like that. I personally like all kinds of games. You know, this past week I bought a Yoshi game, which is more of like a kid's game, but I've played Nintendo since I was a little kid. And I'm a faithful customer, so I still buy it anyways. I play a little bit of everything. I actually...
Have you ever played Atari?
Yes.
Frogger?
I own one. I own every classic console.
Do you?
I love it. Sega, Genesis, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm all about
I love that.
It, so.
Yeah. Now, when you have these tournaments at like Malibu Jack's, mm-hmm. how does that work? Does everybody bring their own?
So we have actually spent the past 2 years hosting events. So our first event was very different from ones we have now. I spent about 2 months collecting like old TVs and just cheap stuff I could find on Facebook, so we had enough stuff. And I realized once we got in there, everybody wants professional grade things. So basically every penny that we make goes back into our business. And now if you come to our events, we have all professional monitors. We have all PlayStation 4s. You know, we've spent all of our money on that. So we put on a pretty good show now, and it you know, that's what we do on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. So,
so you bring the equipment
we bring
to
everything.
The place.
We set it up.
And then people sign up to be in the tournament?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Actually, in like the, they call it a TO, which is a tournament organizer. So people will come to me, tell me their gamer tag, and I'll put them in a bracket. We put them in a bracket and they play through and I just organize and pay out the money at the end and everything like that.
Doesn't that take forever though? Because video games can take a long time.
I've gotten very good. Well, the process itself, yes. There's a few games that take a long time per game. So we're usually there from 5 to 11 o'clock.
You know, okay.
And we run about three or four games depending on the night. But yeah, I've gotten really good at packing the stuff up in our car and then packing it all out and then packing it up and then taking it home again. So we've gotten really, really good at being efficient, if there's the right word for that, I think. So,
do you have a partner with that?
Yes, his name is Matt Parrott, and he's been at every event with me for 2 years solid. So I'm very thankful for somebody who has the same vision as me.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get better gigs and push our brand a little bit. And
so what's your prize money for something like that?
Whenever they register, everybody, you have to pay $5. That money goes directly back to the players. So top three people will get paid out cash for when they win. A lot of times it's the same people, but a lot of times you'll get people coming in from out of town and we'll win everything. And everybody's just so surprised. A couple weeks ago, we had a 13-year-old and we actually sponsor players. So we'll send them to Indianapolis or Cincinnati.
Cool.
We'll pay for their trip and they come back. If they win, they wear our logo on their chest. But a couple weeks ago, a 13-year-old came in and beat our sponsored player on our show.
Oh gosh.
So, I mean, but on the stream, everybody's screaming and going crazy. And it's just like, you can't plan stuff like that. You know, it's just,
we're going to have to visit one of these things.
Yes.
I think that'd be a great blog.
We need to play.
Oh girl.
We could give it a try.
No, I've tried Fortnite. I spent 20 minutes just going
in a circle
trying to even look like, how do you lift your head?
Yeah.
And it's so funny because when I'm playing, I physically like find myself trying to do the movements because I can't make them go on the, because it's not like do you just have a joystick
right.
and a button.
No, I know
there's
that.
Like
it's
19,
two joysticks and two
it's
shoulder
crazy.
Buttons.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm. So we need to slow your roll on that one.
Well, maybe we need to go and observe first.
If you come, I'll buy you a drink. How about that?
That's
okay.
Car, fantastic.
So fantastic. That's so interesting.
So tell everybody how they can get a hold of you or to learn about your schedule on this kind of stuff?
So we do a lot of stuff through Facebook. You can just search Cosmic Arcade on Facebook. We have almost 800 likes that are all organic. We don't pay for any likes or anything. So we've done quite a bit in 2 years to gain a little recognition.
We're going to give you a plug.
Yeah.
To help you out. You're going to go viral overnight.
Please, please, please.
Yeah.
Go like us on Facebook, Cosmic Arcade. Very easy to find. Our logo's huge and blue, so you can't miss it.
And it's just you and Matt.
It's just me and Matt right now.
That's so
fun.
We
have a few people that help, like our sponsored players will come help us out too. But yeah, it's mostly me and Matt. Yes, ma'am.
I'm loving you, Curtis. I'm loving you.
I know. He's fantastic. Now, is it mostly men that do this?
Well, it is mostly men. But we do have probably 3 or 4 females at every
event. My daughter's a gamer. She loves it.
Mm-hmm. It's not unordinary for a lady to show up and do well.
Okay.
You know, we have a couple of friends that are, I've been beat by a female player at my own tournament. So there are very
talented. In your face.
Yeah,
in your face.
There are very talented women out there.
We might sponsor her.
I know. I love that. That is so cool. All right. So tell us. We know you like sports.
Yes, ma'am.
So who are some of your favorite teams?
I'm a biggest Packers fan you'll ever meet.
Oh, my God. Our best friend Shannon, who was on the show last week, is a huge Packers fan.
I have seen Aaron Rodgers throw every pass he has ever thrown in the NFL.
Really?
I have a shirt signed by him with my name written out to it.
Can you hook us up? Can you introduce us?
Yeah.
I did not meet him. I actually have a couple of friends that go to the Derby every year and they get like nice box seats. I'm not going to mention names because it's a known name. But they get to meet him. And the last year that they went, they actually took a shirt to get signed for me.
Aww.
So they brought it back and it says to Curtis, thanks for being a great fan.
Well, we'll give you a box of shirts to give to your little friend.
Yeah. Kentucky Shannon will be very excited to meet you.
They might question me carrying 100 shirts in there that are all Packers shirts.
We'll
give it a shot.
Yeah. So you love the Packers.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
UK, obviously.
Okay, this was going to be a deal breaker.
Deal
I didn't ask you before,
breaker.
But if you were a Cardinals fan, we would have a little trouble.
Absolutely not. That's
okay,
insulting.
Good. So. Do you have a favorite UK player of all times?
I like Julius Randle a lot.
Love him.
That year, I was actually in Colorado when they lost the championship that year, and I had nobody to console me.
Oh.
And I remember waking up for a week because they seed us bad in that tournament, and We beat Wichita State and they were undefeated. Yes. And Aaron Harrison shot those shots. And
oh, it was crazy.
And then we lost in the championship and my heart was broken for about 2 weeks. Yeah. So I was pretty upset about that.
Okay. But well, you passed the UK all test. Right. Your heart was broken for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Check, check. Check, check.
It's been broken since Anthony Davis left because we.
Yeah. Well, hold on. And another question about this. Do you prefer Kentucky basketball or Kentucky football?
Basketball.
Or? Okay.
I prefer football as the sport a little bit better, but NFL wise.
Yeah.
But it's, I think the players kind of stay on the teams longer, so it's easy for me to follow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I make sure I have off Sundays, and that's like my thing. I watch the Packers play.
Oh, do Sundays, you? So. Yeah, that's your thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you and Shannon will have watch parties.
I'm telling you, we will.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay.
Usually when I throw a party, I cry at the end, so it's bad luck.
We like a man that can cry.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So what is something that's interesting about you? Like, do you have any special talents?
Well, I do have a few things. I made Allstate Choir my junior and senior year of high school.
So you can sing. You can sing.
I can sing. I was in a band in Colorado for about 4 years. I have my own rock
what?
Album.
What?
A full produced album that we did.
What was the name of some of
my
your songs?
My band was called James and the Rebels.
Were you James? Or were you the Rebel?
No, you were the Rebel. It would make Curtis.
I guess I was
the Rebel.
There was two guys named James in the band.
Oh.
And so that's kind of how that formed about. And we just thought, actually, we thought that his name was Rebel. And it was Revel with a V. And I was like, wow, James and the Rebel is a really good band name. And that's kind of just how
that's
it stuck.
That's hilarious. So. It's an it accident.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Kind of an accident.
Now, hold on. So were you just the singer or do you play any instruments?
I play rhythm guitar and sing at the same time.
Wow. Can you give us a little ditty?
Please don't make me do that.
Cameron and I have a beautiful rendition of Just You and I that we played a couple of weeks ago. Feel free to go back and listen.
Oh,
I'll definitely try to
your ears will bleed. Your ears will bleed.
Okay. Is that all? Is that all you got?
That's a lot.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot.
This kid is so talented.
I make video games. I make
You do graphic design too, right?
Yes.
Because that's what I do.
The graphic design plays right into that. You know, when I went to school, I knew I liked graphic design, but I didn't know what medium was my medium. You know, I guess I'm still figuring that out as an adult. But for the past 10 years, I've made my own video games. So I've released about 6 or 7. I'm obviously not rich, but they are produced and out there with my name on them. So
that's fantastic.
It's kind of just an outlet for me. You know, that's everything. That's sound and drawing and coloring and animating and all that into one thing. So I just,
oh my gosh.
I think that's my calling, if anything, is something like that. So
maybe it's your calling to be a bud.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe he can make a video game. Maybe he can be make a video game of us. The Kentucky Taste Buds, and we go on different adventures. Like we hop through.
I can't believe how many people would love to just be in line to buy that one.
I think it could be a seller.
That's not impossible.
See? Not impossible. Nothing is impossible. If you dream it, you can make it happen.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we have some rapid fire questions for you.
Okie dokie.
So don't think too long or hard about these.
Okay.
So do you like bourbon?
A little. I'm not the biggest drinker.
Okay.
But if I had a preference, I guess Maker's or Blanton's. I mean,
Blanton's is good.
Blanton's is extremely good. Yeah. Maker's I like mixed with stuff. You know, I think it has a unique flavor to other bourbons and it's super, super Kentucky. So, that, like I said, Blanton's, if you sip on.
But you're not, you got a lot going on. You don't need all that drinking anyway.
I'm a very, very social drinker. Like if it's my friend's birthday, I'm going to have a drink and buy them a drink. You know, if y'all come to my event, I'll buy you a drink and have a drink with you. Okay. But, you know, I don't.
You're not an alcoholic.
I don't go home and drink at night. I probably couldn't sleep if I did that. So,
Yeah, you're very responsible. No, this is important to me.
We don't want alcoholics on the show.
Yeah,
I barely make it.
That sounds like a loaded question to me.
Okay. All right. Lee, what's
number two? I'm going to ask you a favorite Kentucky food.
Now, are we talking food or restaurants?
Food.
Food right now. Food item.
I guess fried chicken. I mean, I know that's typical, but I mean, there's so many good fried chicken places in here. My mother makes great fried chicken. If you want to go restaurant-wise, I'd be in trouble if I didn't say Malone's.
Right.
And I didn't like Malone's before I went there. I tell everybody this. Like, nothing is frozen at Malone's. It's prepped great. All the food is amazing.
It's so fresh.
You know, I've never seen anything bad happen in the kitchen. I mean, it is
that's good.
Pristine.
Behind the scenes. Tell all.
Tamer's big on that.
I'm also real big on Ramsay's and Shamrock's. I love both those places. So that's just Lexington places, obviously. There are places in my hometown. Mexican restaurants in Kentucky are way better than anywhere else.
Oh,
in Colorado, we couldn't find a Mexican restaurant that was good to save our life.
Really?
Nobody had white cheese dip. I mean, I grew up on white cheese dip.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that, then I don't even want to be here. Yeah.
Right.
It's like we had to come back. I didn't have cheese dip for 4 years.
Yeah. No wonder.
It was painful.
Awesome.
Okay. So do you like country music?
I like old country music.
Yes,
I'm not classic. I'm not much on newer poppier country music, but like stuff like Garth Brooks, stuff like that. I love Garth
Tamara,
Brooks.
That's her favorite.
I'm a classic rock kind of guy. I'm a super big nerd for 80s pop. love 80s pop.
Oh my god, get the contract, yeah. People. Get the contract.
You'll find that on my radio station most of the time. I love it. I think it's better than anything out today.
It's feel good music.
It makes you feel good. It's got a nice sound and. You almost just can't beat 80s, early 90s too. Yeah. All that stuff is very, very good.
Dude, we're loving you.
I know it.
Okay, what is your favorite place to visit in Kentucky?
So, if you know where Camel's Hill's at, there's a county right beside it called Marion County. Now, between Marion County and Taylor County, there's just a long road. During the fall, for a week or two, maybe, all the trees are perfect. I think that's probably my favorite.
It's my favorite
place to ride through. And yeah. I'm showing people pictures and they don't even believe that I live there. I was like, I swear, it might last for 2 days. It might last for 2 weeks. But it's the prettiest place on earth whenever all the trees are changed colors and you can't see anything else except for the hills. That's probably
top of
the list.
Oh, that's a great answer.
I love that it's not a commercial answer.
Right.
I love that it's something naturistic.
Yeah. It's a very
that word, naturistic.
Well, yeah, I guess.
We can use it for today.
Yeah, we can use it for today. Yeah. Curtis approves.
Yeah, I like it.
Great answer. Okay, what do you think is the coolest thing about Kentucky?
The green grass. I know that sounds silly, but I went to Colorado and people have stone yards, like pebble yards. And I was like, oh my gosh,
like
my parents would kill me if I had a stone yard ever. You know, like nobody would take me seriously. So the greenery. I mean, they're so beautiful here, especially in the spring and everything. Right now, it's really pretty outside.
We just take this stuff for granted.
We do.
Even I did. When I come back and it's just like, wow, there's Colorado's beautiful. The mountains are beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's just a different kind of beautiful. It's a lot wetter here, so the green pops more. Mm-hmm. Also, it's affordable here. Colorado is extremely, extremely expensive, and we made it along. You know, we had our nice little apartment or whatever, but for the same price of paper part, we have like a 3-bedroom house here that we bought.
Yeah.
You know, it's just much different affordability wise, and it's home. So that's a good answer too. It's where I'm from. So it's easy to get around. So
absolutely.
Very cool. So last question.
Why do you think you would be a good producer for the Buds?
I'm just very interested in multimedia and being on the radio. I think I'm outgoing and easy to get along with. And
so it has nothing to do with our looks.
What?
And our charisma.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
That too.
We are old enough to be his mom, practically.
No, not his mom. I don't think so. Older aunt.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fun aunt, maybe.
The fun aunt.
That's not the worst. But I just love radio. I listen to in my car every day. And I've always been interested. Like I said, I kind of was nosy at the restaurant. I overheard you all talking about it. And that's the only reason I'm here right now is for being a little bit nosy. So I guess that worked out in my favor a little bit.
It did work out.
We love how you just took the bull by the horns and just came out and asked us about it. And
it's such a good life lesson.
It is. And we really loved having Hunter and Garrett on our show, who are both producers about your age, a male influence, because, we don't want too much estrogen floating around this room at all times. So
just a balance. A nice balance.
So, okay. So far, we are receiving this courtesy visit very well.
We are. I agree. I'm really, really happy.
I'm very excited, but we are going to have to move along. We may ask you some more questions throughout. Did you have any more questions, Tam?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay. And, you were talking about bourbon just a minute ago. Have you tried Wilderness Trail Distillery bourbon?
I have not had that one, actually.
Okay. Well, they're a fairly new bourbon. They're located in Danville, Kentucky, and we've gotten the opportunity to work with them in the last couple of years. And they're releasing their third annual bourbon. I'm sorry. They're releasing their new rye bourbon at the third annual A Taste of Danville, which is going to occur. Have you been to Danville?
I have been to Danville.
Okay. That's a great place. And that's going to be held on April 27 at the facility. And they're going to have music. They're going to have food. And they're going to release this bourbon I'm telling you about. And it's not shabby. It's like 100 proof, Tam.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
And you may forget they also, because we talk about their bourbon all the time, but they also have a Blue Heron vodka and a sweet
sorghum molasses
rum. And we just put a recipe on our Buds. What is that cocktail?
Suds and Buds.
I'm going brain dead. I'm so impressed by Curtis. I'm going brain dead.
I know,
But we have a Suds to Buds page where we just put a recipe for the Blue Heron vodka. So check it out because they're just so well-rounded. And visit Wilderness Trail Distillery at wildernesstraildistillery.com.
Yes, it's a beautiful facility.
Yes.
All right, so we're talking courtesy. And it made me think of the word courtesy, C-O-U-R-T-E-S-Y, which means a nicety, manners, you know, that whole thing. I'm huge on manners.
I am too.
Good.
Oh, good.
Very, very much so.
Good. That's excellent. Excellent. And Southern hospitality, you know, that's just my, that's my
that's
mojo.
Thing.
That's my thing. Yeah. So I thought it'd be good to spend some time talking about good behavior when you meet people or you make that first impression, because it's very important.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very important. So whether you make the courtesy call or they do, we're going to talk about some good manners and how all this shakes out. Something, we're going to take a little quiz.
Something everybody should have is a little manners.
Yes, especially in today's society. I agree. So I found this article, The 10 Habits of Remarkably Polite People, written by Inc.com. And we're going to take a quiz to see how polite we are. Are you excited?
You included, Curtis. You included.
I'm very, very excited.
You got to walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
That's right.
My only goal is to be more polite than you all. I don't know if that's possible, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
My goal is to be more polite than Tam, so we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to rank ourselves 1 to 3. 1 is bad. You're bad at it. 2 is okay. And 3 is I'm really good at it.
And we want
okay?
the audience to play along, too. And yes. You need to tell us if you're better than us.
Absolutely. Play along. Now, before we begin, let's talk about the rudest behaviors. What is one of your pet peeves that you find is just atrocious?
Oh, I don't
especially
know.
Especially in the service industry.
I could go on and on about the service industry, but when people don't acknowledge you, like if I say hi or say my name to you or open a door for you, I don't need much, but looking back at me or saying hi is another, I mean, some people will just ignore you totally and that just drives me crazy.
Yes. So. Yes, I agree.
And it makes it awkward, so there's no point in that.
All right.
I'm going to expand on that. That's my answer. You and I, Tamer, we had a, maybe this is going to be your answer. We had a situation where we went to a cocktail party this week, and an older gentleman came up to me, you, and Stevie J, who's a man.
Yep.
There's not a lot of women named Stevie J.
Yep.
And he introduced himself to Stevie J only, gave him eye contact, never said a word to Tamara and I. We're assuming because we were females. I don't know why else she wouldn't say hello to
us. I don't
know. Maybe it was our beauty. Maybe it was just, you
we
know,
were
too
stunned.
Much.
We stunned.
She's probably jealous.
Yes, we stunned him into silence.
But when you are, it goes back to what you're saying, when you don't acknowledge somebody, never walk up and introduce yourself to one person and not the whole group.
Yes.
That's just manners 101.
Manners 101. Yeah. So that was going to be my story too, because it made such an impression on me. Shame on him. All right. So number one, they always step forward. Okay. So instead of waiting for someone to come to you or search you out at an event or party, you always make the first move. Make them feel that you're as excited to meet and greet them. Make them feel like they're the stars and not wait to, you know, for them to do that to you. So in short, polite people never big time you. Instead, they always make you feel big time. So are you good about this, Curtis? 1 to 3.
I would say a 3. If you're my friend and I know you, I make it over the top that I've seen you today. Now, if you're a new person in a set, like for instance, somebody gets hired to your job, I'm more standoffish to that because people will have to learn 100 names. So I kind of wait for you to come to me. But like I said,
well, that make you 2, I think. See, I'm a scorekeeper here.
Oh, geez,
that's okay.
She's the judge.
I'll cross out my score
because I think
you.
That's a valid point. And I think I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm comfortable in my environment and I know people, I'll go up immediately, and especially if you invite me to a party. But if I go to a party and there's an acquaintance across the room or somebody that I need to meet, I'm a little bit more standoffish too. So I would say a 2 as well.
Yeah. And I would piggyback on that and say I'm a 2 as well. If it's someone I know or just casually know, someone I've met before, I will go out of my way. I won't wait for them to come up and say hello to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I give myself a 2.
Okay.
All right. Number 2, they keep using the name you use to introduce yourself. So you're at an event, you introduce yourself as, in my case, Tamara, or your case, Curtis, or your case, Lee. And within minutes, they're calling you by your name. So they're saying, yes, Johnny, or
you're saying they're calling you by nickname. They've already shortened your name is what they're doing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So my name's Tamara. And so if somebody immediately starts calling
me T-Dog,
Tammy,
things like that.
Yeah. Tamara, that happens to you all the time.
Mispronouncing my name.
Yeah.
That happens quite frequently. Yeah. So, yeah. So this is what I do. That's one thing you're supposed to do to help remember people's names is to say their name back to them during that first meeting to help ingrain it in your brain. But you need to try to at least use their correct name.
Yeah. And what this is saying basically is don't get to the next level with them before they invite you to that process.
Yes.
So I think it's okay to say, if you notice everybody else is calling you Tammy, for instance, I think it's okay to say, do you prefer Tamara or do you prefer Tammy?
Right.
But even then, it's an invitation to have the conversation before you just shorten their name.
Yeah, I would never. So I would think I'm a three at this because I would never shorten someone's name or start calling them a nickname without clearing
depending
that
on how many drinks I have, I might. But it also would depend on the relationship. So if I'm having if I'm cutting up with somebody and we're having fun and we're joking around, I might listen here, Bobby. You know,
yeah.
If his name's Robert.
Yeah,
but just for fun. But I would never do it in a like
more
professional or formal setting.
Yes. Yeah. What about you, Curtis?
I'm going to go with a 3-2. I put a 1 first, but I thought you meant it going towards me. Now, if I just met somebody for the first time, I wouldn't want them calling me a nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, with their permission and, you know, if everybody else is calling them that, then.
Now, what's your nickname?
Oh, my gosh. I don't really. I guess Kurt. I don't know.
Does anybody call you
I'm embarrassed to say what I get called at work. So
okay.
It's not bad. It's
C-Money.
I know that's silly, but that's been a name given to me for a couple years ago.
C-Money.
So, but only people, like I said, close people might say that to me.
Okay.
Most people just call me Curtis. So
yeah.
I prefer that.
I'm still going to go 2 with me on this. You're all going 3s because I think I'm a little bit more informal.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I can
Does
see that.
Make sense?
Okay. Number 3, they don't touch unless they are touched first.
Absolutely
This excludes handshakes. Polite people wait for the other person to establish the non-sexual touch guidelines. Remarkably polite people go a step further. They never pat or squeeze or slap in a good way. I don't mean like haul off and slap somebody. Even if they are patted or squeezed or slapped. Now, I am not the best about this because I'm a very touchy-feely person.
Me too.
So I would probably say I'm a 1 at this.
Yeah, you're a very touchy-feely person.
Yeah.
For all out there listening who likes that.
Well, I want to break the barrier between when I meet somebody.
Yeah.
And so I am not opposed to put my hand on somebody's shoulder or, you know, that's what I
definitely,
do.
Definitely, when I read this the first time, I thought, you're 1.
Yeah, I'm a 1.
Yeah. I'm a
She's
2.
She's judging me.
I'm a 2.
Yeah.
I'm going to change mine to 2 as well.
Okay.
Because once I get to know you, then it's okay. You
right.
know, nothing inappropriate, obviously.
No.
But, you know, after I'm your friend, you know, I expect to be like, hey, what's up? Pat you on the back or give you a high five or something like that.
Right.
But handshake is always good first off.
When yes.
You, so.
Well, you and I are huggers too.
Yes.
I'll hug somebody the first time if I feel like we've had a communication.
Right.
Via email or something that's. Put us on the level to where I'm going to, I'm like, come here, give me a hug.
Right.
And they'd be like, I don't know about that.
But. I know. So maybe we're not that polite.
I know.
Okay.
Right, let's rethink it.
Number 4, they never let on that they know more than they should. And this is especially true because through Facebook and things like that, you can see a lot about a person that you probably wouldn't know otherwise. And so they're saying some people share incessantly. And maybe when you see that person, the tendency might be to like, oh, hey, I saw that your dog died or your...
You do this all the time.
Yeah.
You find common ground with that people. I don't think it's a rude thing.
Well,
you
I guess it depends.
You find common ground and say, well, I just saw last week you got a raise or I just saw... I mean, you're not like, I saw last week, you know, you cheated on your wife.
Yeah. I would never put anything negative out
you
there.
I think that makes people feel important. Like if you tell me, oh, I saw last week where, you know, you got to go to Derby, I'd be like, cool, they're checking me out. I would think that's a compliment.
Yes. Or the situation could be where maybe you and I have a mutual friend and you have disclosed something to me about our mutual friend, but that friend has not told me yet. It would not be polite of me to bring that up to that person without them first bringing it up.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I think you and I are twos. On this,
I would agree.
I think, what about you,
Curtis?
I'm going
with 2 as well, but and that falls in like if they're my friend or not. Again, I'm not going to be personal. Like with somebody I just met, I'm not going to ask anything personal, whether I'm interested or not.
Right.
I'll wait and find a moment, or wait till you say something, or I'll probably put it at 2. So
like,
if I'm close to you, then that's okay.
But right.
I'll probably hold back a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Number 5, they never ignore the elephants. So say an acquaintance's mom died a few weeks ago and you see him and you're not sure whether or not to bring it up. Well, remarkably polite people always bring it up because it's the elephant in the room. And I do believe I'm pretty good about this.
I think you are too. I think you always acknowledge it.
Yes, because I want them to know, you know, I know that you've had this traumatic thing or maybe it's a good thing, but I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm not going to act like it hasn't happened or I didn't know about it. There may be some exceptions to that. I don't know.
I've always seen you do that. I'm a 2. I don't want to create an awkward Like, for instance, my dad is very, very sick right now, as yes. you well know.
Yeah.
I prefer not to talk about it unless I want to talk about it. So when people come up, I'm not offended if they say,
right.
I've heard about your dad, but you'll see me quickly change the subject because I could break down and start crying and all that good stuff.
Sure.
I appreciate when people do that, but I don't know that I could go and do the same thing for the very reason that I don't want people to so much do it to me is I don't want to get the other person upset and in a bad yes. place.
Yeah. So there's exceptions yeah. where you maybe not, you know, if it's something terrible, but right. a death or a sickness, it needs to only be as simple as, I know you're going through a hard time and I'm thinking about
well,
you.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah. I think you're very good. I'm a two. You're three.
Yeah.
I think I'm a three too. I like approaching something that is obvious in the room. It's awkward yeah. if you don't.
Yeah.
Obviously, if it's a sensitive subject, then kind of ease back a little bit. But, you know, hey, you got an interview for a new job. That's cool. You know, I have right. no problem saying something like that or
yeah.
coming right out and
just. Hey, you just got a boob job. See, I mean, I would never do
it's,
that.
It's the elephant in the room. Right. You elephant. Can't ignore them.
The elephants. yeah. All right.
Yeah, that right person on. May yeah, like it if you acknowledge
I could
it.
Not do it, even if it was obvious.
That may be an exception.
I mean, I've seen people who've got with the lip injection.
Yeah,
and it's so obvious. I would never walk and say, oh, you just got your lips done.
No.
I think their eyes might tell the story, though.
Yeah.
You can kind of read that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their eyes might tell the story.
Lion eyes. Okay, they're watching you. Number six, they never gossip or listen to gossip. Oops.
One. I'm telling you, if people are offering up some gossip, I'd be like, oh, well, what do you mean? And I'll try to be casual about it. Like, I'm not soliciting
yeah.
responses, but I'm all about it.
My thing is I'll say, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Bless her heart. So if you put bless your heart in there.
It doesn't matter yeah. what you say. Yeah. Bless her heart.
What right. about you? Guys aren't much of a gossiper.
You're not gossipers.
I guess I'd put myself at a two.
Okay.
I don't mind to hear a juicy piece of gossip, but if it's about one of my friends, I'll make you stop. Because
yeah.
I don't want
to
hear it.
That's good.
If it's inappropriate.
Even if it's
yeah.
true and you yeah. got something bad to say about one yeah. of my friends, then you can just hit the yeah. door because I don't okay. want to hear it.
Cool. Oh, that's good.
So you'll stand up for us.
He's a loyal friend.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
Okay, good. Number seven, they never speak just to share the greater glory of themselves.
Wow.
You're not out there just bragging on yourself just to be bragging.
I kind of brag sometimes. I'm a two, I think.
I'm going to put myself in the middle as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm proud.
If I do something good, you know, if I do something good, I'm not going to scream it, you know, but yeah. I might be like, hey, guess what? You know,
yeah,
like something
God,
like that.
I got some
yeah,
good news.
Look, yeah,
look what happened to me. Woohoo!
Yeah. And I guess it depends on the forum. Like if you're one of those people that puts everything on Facebook and it's always like, oh, my kid just got into Yale and, you know.
If your kid got into Yale, you'd be putting that on Facebook.
Oh, well, that's right.
Then they ask you if you paid for it. So.
Yeah.
Good point, touche.
Good point.
So what do you give yourself there, Tam?
So I would say.
You're more humble.
Yeah, I'm probably a two, I guess.
I don't know. You could be a three in that.
Really?
You're very humble.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, because there'll be great stuff that happens to you all the time. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me about that?
Yeah.
You're like, well, I just didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number eight. They never push their opinions.
Well.
Lee might struggle with this one.
Well, I still think I'm a two because.
You're not pushy.
If you're my friends, I'm good. Well, I can be pushy when it comes to something I'm very passionate about.
Yes.
For instance, my daughter having OCD. If people misspeak about that, I'm going to correct you
right.
based on what I know. I'll
right.
do it in a loving way.
Yeah.
But there are certain things, or if you're a complete bigot and you're,
oh, yes.
you know, you're doing, I'm going to
call you out.
That. I'm going to call you out. But I'm not going to go, like, if you're one of these people that I can't stand people who correct people all the time, like, oh, you said that wrong, or that's not right what you said. I'm not a person who's going to correct you just to be right.
Yeah. And yeah. I think that's kind of yeah. what they're talking about yeah. here is, you know, you're really judging someone.
Right.
Pushing.
My opinion's more important than yours.
Yeah. 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 What about you, Curtis?
I do have very, very strong opinions about controversial things, politics, okay. everything else. I okay. won't get into that.
Yeah.
But. You know, everybody else has their own opinion, too. Everybody mm-hmm. else walks in their own set of shoes. So I understand that as well. So I might be very colorful when I speak about certain topics that I'm interested in, but I don't care if you like that or not.
You,
know,
you sound like me.
Yeah,
you
I don't care if that's yeah. what your opinion, too, because
right.
you didn't live the life I did, and we are out to get different things.
You're not trying to force that person
yeah,
to
believe
what
I mean,
you believe.
I just want to tell you what I think, and
right.
you don't have to.
Take
literally
it
or
it.
Not.
Yeah. yeah. So I'm a three at this because I never
you
I
never.
Hate any kind of conflict or
you really do.
decisiveness or yes. I don't even know what the word is, but
conflict. Like,
yeah. So I will avoid that at all costs, mm-hmm. even, you know,
to the detriment of yourself sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know about that. Okay. All right. Number 9, they're masters of the art of social jiu-jitsu. I love
I like
that word,
this term, yeah.
Jiu-jitsu. So you meet someone, you talk for 30 minutes, and you walk away thinking, wow, we just had a great conversation. She is awesome. Of course, when you think about it later, you realize you didn't learn a thing about the other person. Remarkably polite people are masters at social jiu-jitsu. And that's the ancient art of getting you to talk about yourself without you ever even knowing that it happened. So they're just a really polite person is so good at getting you to talk about yourself.
That's you in a nutshell.
That you don't even realize, oh, well, I didn't ask her about, you know, what she does or anything like that. Cause the person is just so into you.
And you have a term for this. You say people jimbo another person.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah,
just meaning that somebody comes along and I don't know why we came up with that name, but we just did. Somebody comes along and just talks your ear off and never ask a daggone thing about you.
Yes. Yeah. That's terrible. So this person is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of a jimbo.
Right. There's somebody who, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm pretty good at this.
I think you're a 3.
Okay.
I think you get stuff out of people all the time.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I think that's one of your strengths.
All right, I'm a 3. What about you?
I'm a 1. I'm terrible. I'll talk to you for an hour, and I'll remember your face forever. Uh-huh. I might not remember your name at all.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
we're gonna practice with you on that one.
Oh my goodness,
we're gonna help you on that. One.
I'm bad with names and dates.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I would say I'm a 2.
Yeah.
I have my moments.
You're good at asking provocative questions, open-ended questions to get other people to talk.
I will definitely learn a lot about people.
Oh, you
but they might. They're gonna learn a lot about me too. That's yes. That's my thing. I believe I love give and take connections.
Yes, you're
very
good.
I give some.
Yeah. Okay, number 10, they never stop being polite. So it's not like you meet them the first time, they're super polite, but then the next time you meet them, they're kind of a jerk.
Consistency.
I've known people like this, or they act like they don't even know you.
Right.
I'm like, so I am pretty good about this. I would say I'm a 3.
Yeah, I'm a 3.
I'm going to do a 3 as well. Yeah, okay. I don't think I change no matter who I'm around. I'm the same person no matter what. So are we counting them up?
We're counting them up.
2.
Somehow I lost my first page.
7, 8, 9, 10, well, y'all know I'm terrible at math. Are you good at math? 19, 20, I'm not. I'm terrible at math.
22. I'm okay with short math, but only because my profession makes me to be good at short math.
That's good.
Okay.
I got a 22.
Okay. I got a 20.
I also got a 22.
Oh, Curtis.
Again, I'm the big loser.
So we're at the top of the middle tier.
Yeah, so 15 to 22, you are all right, but pretty set in your ways. You might want to try some new skills.
That's all of us, right?
Yes.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. And if you scored 23 to 30, you are super courteous. Dear Abby has got nothing on you. And if you're 0 to 14, quick, dial 1-800-CHARM-SCHOOL. You need some help.
Well, I'm glad to see, Curtis, that you are courteous.
Yes.
I try my best.
Yeah.
Now, don't you love all this play on your name? Am I the first to do that?
Absolutely not. but I've been called many things, but my last name gets the most attention, especially Cyphers. When I was in baseball. I've been called Scriff, Scrifers, Scrifus, Scrifes. Everything you can think of, I've been called that.
Yeah.
That's not a play on words. That's just somebody not being able to read.
Yeah.
My name is spelled exactly how it sounds. Yeah. So, but yeah. Courtesy Curtis. I've heard it before.
Okay.
All right. Well,
But I appreciate it.
I thought
it.
I was pretty original.
Lee, you're not as clever as you thought.
I know.
The title of the show is original.
It is.
I was surprised
when
I saw it.
Catchy, isn't it? That's right.
Okay. Well, moving right along, you know, we were talking about Curtis.
Yes.
And variations of Curtis, whether it's courtesy because of manners. There's also courtesy in the definition of provided free by courtesy of management.
Right.
You often heard that, you know.
Yes.
Here's your free Coke courtesy of Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Organization. I don't know where you hear that, but you know what I'm saying.
Ain't nothing free.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Well, there are things that are free.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're going to talk about next. Okay. So I thought we've been talking about different forms of courtesy. We need to talk about when things are free.
Ooh.
And did you know that there are some websites out there where they advertise free stuff? And we're going to talk about those.
Okay, great.
Okay. First of all, what is the best thing you all have ever given away or received that was free?
Oh, gosh.
That's hard.
That is a hard question.
I've lived a long life.
Yeah.
All 32 years.
All 32 years. I don't know about giving out necessarily. I did write a little note here. When I was younger, I know this is really, really nerdy. I had multiple Game Boys. Everything that came out, I had it. I used them so much that they would break or I'd lose the back where the battery is packed on or whatever. But I remember one time losing the back to my battery, my Game Boy Advance. I was probably 12 years old. And I wrote Nintendo and they sent me one back for free. They've also repaired one later for free. You know, I remember that my whole life.
Wow.
I still buy Nintendo products to this day. I remember that from being a little kid.
That goes a long way.
Yeah,
it does go a long way.
I will be a customer for my whole life. My soul, my daughter, you know, yeah. She will have all of that. So just, they're not penny pinching. You know, they appreciate you buying their stuff to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I guess it isn't free because I've already spent the money to buy that stuff. But, you know.
Well, good customer service.
Being courteous
right.
to your customers.
Yes.
Will keep them around for a long time.
Yes.
That's true. I don't know that I have something specifically.
I think of something for you already.
Oh, go ahead.
You gave away that piano. You didn't sell that, did you?
I did get money for that.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Never mind. Scratch that.
Yeah, never mind. Now, I did, talking about moving last year when I moved and I had to sell my piano, which was heartbreaking, somebody did give me like a ton of moving boxes. And that was super sweet. And I didn't have to pay for them because normally you go to a box store or whatever. You have to pay for those boxes. They're expensive.
Yes.
So she gave me a ton of boxes. And I was so thankful for that because it really helped me with my move.
I can't think of anything I give away for free or that I've received that's been so amazing. And I'm sure I've received some amazing stuff. But I will say I'm a pretty generous tipper.
Yes, you are. Oh, my God. Yes, Curtis. She's a very generous tipper.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. More so if I hear a sob story and I've had a few glasses of wine.
Yes.
At Derby especially.
Yeah.
Or Breeders' Cup or
Keeneland
or wherever that may be. But yeah.
Crazy.
So that's probably the extent of... being courteous. So anyways, we're talking about places you can go to get things for free. And we've all heard of a couple of these websites. Have you heard of the website letgo.com?
I have, just because of their advertising on TV.
Yeah, I've seen their commercials. Their
commercials. Have you all used it?
No. I've not used Letgo. No, ma'am.
Okay. I haven't either. And I guess it's kind of like the new Craigslist or eBay or like all those others. But they have secondhand things that they'll either sell you. And it could be new, and they have like a little icon on their website that says free stuff.
Yeah.
So people have posted out free stuff, and I thought I would just tell you what a couple of these are and see if you would be interested in stuff like
this. I might need some of them.
Okay. Scrap wood.
You always need extra wood.
For?
You know, art projects. Yeah. Building a
what
fence.
What about you, Curtis? Are you...
What's the question? I'm
sorry. Scrap wood? Is that something that you would like to get for free?
We actually got some when we moved in our house, and we just chopped it up and burned it.
See? Okay. Firewood.
All right.
All kinds of purposes.
Now, this one was one really stood out to me. Somebody was giving away, quote, unquote, clean dirt.
I saw that. Like, I don't understand what
clean dirt is. As opposed to dirty dirt.
Well, this is a very good delineation that we're making between clean dirt and dirty dirt.
Is it rich dirt? Like rich in nutrients? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, clean dirt doesn't have like rocks and sticks
sense.
And that kind of thing in it. So it'd be really good for gardening.
Okay.
You know, planting, that kind of thing.
I've
you
never
wouldn't
heard
want
that
to
before.
Use that. Fill dirt, I think, is another term. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I think fill dirt is another word for like dirty
I wonder
dirt.
What, where you just have a bunch of clean dirt.
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I don't know where it came from.
And why
but
not sell it if there's a big need for it? But
yeah.
There's also moving boxes, which you talked
yes.
about. Yes. I liked this one, a black and brown tree log.
Oh.
So I guess maybe if you're going to build something, like my brother's father-in-law is a wonderful furniture maker.
Oh.
And he'll take parts of trees and develop them into a table or something. So maybe he would like that.
Look for specific
colors. Yes.
Okay.
There were some cute little Christmas slippers on there. They were very ornate.
Yes.
Yes.
Were
they
used?
A lot of bells.
Were they used?
You would not have liked them.
Yeah, there's a couple of things on here. I'm wondering if they're used or new.
Yeah.
Well, this one, belly button rings.
Wait till you get to that. And then
yeesh.
I wouldn't want to use belly button.
No, that sounds disgusting.
This one was sad. Somebody was giving away for free the Bible. I guess they were done with it.
Well, or maybe they were just evangelical and they wanted to
pass the word along.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to go to a website, dude. I just pass it around on the streets or something.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's just their form of...
Maybe they were becoming a heathen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, this one's a little creepy. Private Pilates instructions.
She's
very
know.
You
generous.
Might want to pay for
free.
That one. Yeah. You might want to pay for that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
She's very generous there. chapstick, yeah. And it was used, people. It was
okay.
Used.
Yeesh. Wow. No, absolutely no. Not.
Are you a germaphobe?
I don't want to get started with that, because yes. Okay. Okay. So okay. I won't even share a drink with my girlfriend. I will,
really?
I will
really?
Buy you your own. I will get you a drink.
Really?
But that, okay. Is, okay. But that is my drink.
So
my
somebody
straw.
Eating off your plate? Oh, no.
My mother is really bad. Like, if I were to, let's say I was eating a plate of rice, and a piece of grain of rice fell off, she'd pick it up, put it back on my plate, and I'm just like, oh my goodness.
Your whole plate's contaminated. Now, what about eating after your daughter? Or do you have a different...
I have flexed a tad of that, because if she wants something off my plate, I'll give her a bite.
Yeah.
Advice. But like I said, that's the limit.
Ooh,
and only because okay. She is me. You know
right,
what I'm saying? Like that's,
right.
You know,
yeah.
She's, you know...
She's got your DNA.
But yeah. Even with my girlfriend, like I said, I'll get you your own drink. I'll buy you whatever. I'm the nicest guy ever. I'll buy you whatever you want.
Yeah. Just don't drink mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Good to know. This one was very, very strange. A cup of, and I don't even know how to say this, dihydrogen minoxide. It was a styrofoam cup, 90% filled. They made that designation. 90% filled with dihydrogen monoxide.
What is that?
I should have brought my Surface, because I would have Googled that. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, that's just creepy and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what it is.
I mean, am I supposed to travel home with it in this styrofoam cup?
Does it have a lid?
We need to send a message and ask if it's used monoxide.
Yeah. Right.
Or new monoxide.
Yeah.
If that's
yeah.
Different.
Well, of
know.
Course, there's Craigslist that also has free stuff. And they had Roosters disinfectant spray, church pews, cans. This one, Kosar Shrine Circus Program autographed by Gabby the Clown. I can't believe they're not selling that for high dollar.
Yeah, put it on eBay.
Really, really.
Yeah, all kinds of free stuff.
And then there's the website offerup.com, which I'd never heard of.
I haven't heard
I
of
guess
that
they're
one.
Offering it up.
Yeah.
And there was one called Random Items.
Yeah.
Whatever that
yeah.
is.
That's fun.
73 pregnancy tests.
I like how they counted those.
Again.
Like, it's not just a bunch of pregnancy tests. There's 73.
Again, I don't think that's something I want to buy
or...
off the street. Yeah,
yeah again, yeah. Used or new, because that's a... That's a big thing.
Well, and not only that, I don't want to take your word for it. Like, I need to get that at.
Yes.
Yeah.
The drugstore.
Well, according to this, you know, offer up pregnancy test that was given to me for free.
It's so weird.
And then they had baby food, which I wouldn't recommend for your baby.
No.
Not for Nia.
No.
And plumbing pipes. So anyways, some free stuff there.
Yes.
If you really want to.
Be
like,
weird.
Be a courtesy of Let Go, Craigslist, and offer up.
And I will say, it is always better to recycle things that you can, as opposed to putting them in the landfill. That's my little green tip
of
the day.
That's true.
So I do see some value in that. But we were talking about pipes and Central Kentucky Plumbing. You know, if you need a new shower head installed, or if you're building a new house and you need someone to put in all of the pipes, you can call Central Kentucky Plumbing Solutions at 859-363-6418. They're locally owned and operated, and they'll take care of your problem quickly and cost effectively. So cool. Thank you, Central Kentucky Plumbing.
Yes. Now we're talking all this courtesy. There's one we've left out. What? The courtesy laugh.
Oh, the...
Let me hear. Is that your... No, that's not your courtesy laugh. I've heard you give courtesy laughs.
Really?
Yeah, have you? I know you so well.
Oh, see, I think all of my laughs are...
Genuine?
Genuine and from the belly.
Seriously, don't... No, that's your real laugh.
I think that yeah. was courtesy
yeah.
laugh.
No. Now, do you have a courtesy laugh, Curtis?
Professionally, yes. Personally, no.
Yeah.
Like, if I know you, I'm not going to laugh at your bad
really?
Joke. I just can't.
What if you're not going to feel sorry for me?
Like I said, professionally, right now we're professionals.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll giggle away.
Laugh
you know.
It up, giggle.
I'll giggle away.
but if it's me and my friends, you tell a bad joke, I'm going to be like, yeah, good one.
Crickets.
You're awesome.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're going to be honest with your friends.
Yeah. But what at work? So. What about at work if
oh
you're
gosh,
waiting
I'm,
on a table
I'm,
and they're like thinking they're being hysterical?
I'm 100% forced to.
Can you can you show us your courtesy?
Oh, my gosh. So the joke I get given probably the most, I'll give a couple of them. I'll be like, hey, guys, get some dessert today. You know, they'll be like, oh, I need a wheelbarrow. Get me on out of here. I'm like,
I know. It's like, oh,
you know, like, you know, you have to wait till 10:30 when I get off.
Now, that's a funny joke.
Oh,
I'm
it's
sorry.
So, it's so funny.
I say wheelchair. People are saying wheelbarrow. So I'm a little bit of original.
Yeah.
For the thousandth time, it gets a little unfunny.
Okay. Maybe after the thousandth time, it's not so funny.
What else you got? That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. You got another
oh,
one you
goodness.
Hear all the time?
Is there anything else I can grab for you? Oh, the winning lottery ticket number.
Oh. I haven't heard that one before.
I've heard it thousands. Like, I'm not even exaggerating, thousands of times.
See, that's I'm not so that hilarious. Clever. I would never think it to
that's
say
definitely,
that.
That's definitely a joke
yes,
that they have said every time they've went out to eat ever. Like, yes. It's not something that they have like made up on the spot and because they're cool.
They
it's
use it every time.
Yeah, that's the dad joke at the
table. My dad was the dad joke teller, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And I've kind of followed in his footsteps a little bit. So there's 9 different types of humor, according to this article I read. I'm going to quickly just tell you what they are, and then you all tell me which one you think you are.
Okay.
Or that you think's the funniest.
All right.
There's the physical humor where people fall or get hurt or bump into something or get scared. There's the self-deprecating kind when people make fun of themselves. I do that one all the time.
Yes, you do.
There's the surreal, and as the name suggests, it's kind of like the made-up humor about pretty weird stuff that's illogical or absurd situations. The best example of that might be like Monty Python.
Yeah.
Then there's improv. Uh-huh. You know, you've seen people do that.
Yep. Lee Cruz is really good at that.
Yeah, yeah. There's wit wordplay or puns, which this whole thing is just a big comedy because it's received courtesy visit.
Yeah. I love puns.
Puns. Taste buds.
Taste
buds. That's a play on words. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Give us your fake laugh. Give it your fake laugh. then there's the topical kind that's going to take, you know, your current situation, your current satires like Saturday Night Live and make jokes out of them. There's observational, like the person who pokes fun at everyday life. And I'm dating Stevie J, who is the king of that.
Yeah, he's very Jerry Seinfeld.
I call him Captain Obvious because he sees stuff. I'm like, how do I not see that? It's so obvious. Then there's the bodily ones where you make like potty jokes and stuff.
No.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
Actually, 9 on the list is worse for me, and that's dark humor where people find humor in like tragedy and weird stuff.
Yeah, and that's not good.
So so what do you all find? What's going to make you laugh the hardest?
I like the puns for sure.
Okay.
And then I do laugh when people fall.
I do too. It's so funny.
I'm a physical.
Me too.
Are you physical?
You can fall or slip. Well,
that's me.
There's a show. I don't know if I can say the title on the radio. Johnny Knoxville is the star of the show.
Yeah, you can say it. Yeah.
Okay, Jackass. Yeah. I was a really big fan of that show and Bam Margera and all them. Yeah. So all that stuff is hilarious.
But now that's a little different. That's people signing up to get hurt.
It's still physical. It's still physical.
Physical humor, though.
And I was in high school then, so I mean, that's a different, you know.
I'm sure you were eating that up.
Oh, I was. I had all the shirts and everything.
Oh, my.
Topical, I love Saturday Night Live.
Do you?
All satire. If it's fooled somebody who's dumb enough to believe it, I think that's even funnier.
Oh, that is funny.
When it's not real and somebody thinks it's real, that's the best thing ever.
Right. That's funny, too. Right. I like that. What about you, Lee?
I'm definitely physical and, like, scaring people to me. And I don't like physical where people get hurt. I can't watch funniest videos when somebody's getting decapitated or something. Like, that's not funny. He's already laughing at me.
Well, I don't think that's on funniest home videos.
Like, there's the dark version of funniest home videos.
After dark.
After dark. But I love when people get scared, and I love to scare people. Like, sometimes I out myself because, like, I'll stand around the corner and hide, and I can't even contain it. I'm like...
Do you ever watch Ellen?
Oh, she's the queen of that.
Yes.
Yeah, she's really
scaring people, and then also the observational, like the most obvious sense of humor. What about you?
Yeah, I like that. Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a huge fan of Jerry Seinfeld. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're a big fan of me.
I'm a huge fan of you, but
I'm so punny.
If you try to scare me, though, I don't know.
I did that one time. Remember at Waveland on accident?
Oh,
we were
going
to go see the ghost, and you about came out of your skin. I laughed till I peed my pants. Yeah. It was the funniest thing.
I'll have to remember that you like getting scared.
Not good.
We'll setting yourself
up. We'll keep that in mind.
Well, that's enough talking about courtesy. Let's talk about something else, Tam.
Okay, it's time for our hot buds of the week. Ha-la!
Can you do that? Oh my gosh, we have two. Mm-hmm. We have a stand-in.
Talk about rolling my tongue, right?
Yeah. We could have dueling hot buds.
Let's hear you both do it at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. No, it has to have more energy.
It's a hot bud.
There you go. I don't know.
That sounds like a purring pigeon.
He's getting red. Curtis gets red. I love it.
I can do it.
Pass the interview.
I can do it. I don't want to, though.
I don't want to. He's already declining us and saying no. Yeah. Okay. So number 1, we've got Julie Harshberger Long. Julie is our middle school and high school friend. Well, she now works at Total Wine, which is a chain of stores throughout North America, and they sell wine and spirits of all sorts. They had their grand opening this week at the Sir Barton location in Hamburg. Julie was kind enough to invite us to their preview party, and we went, and it was so good to see her, and she's doing fantastic. She just got a promotion. I mean, she's killing it over there, and we got to sample, and
we were like little VIPs. It was so fun.
It was a great evening, so check out Total Wine there in Hamburg.
And thank you, Julie, for inviting us. That's so awesome. Our old classmate.
She's a hot bud.
Yes. Now, speaking of old classmates, we also have Julie Fredericks Robinson, who we knew of in high school. She's gorgeous. She's cheerleader, all that popular stuff. But we didn't hang out with her until adults.
I know.
And she's so much fun. But, you know, last week we were talking about trying to come up with a name for the third wheel. Someone who's on a show.
Instead of calling it.
That's kind of like a little, somebody a third wheel. So she came up with some creative ideas for us. So she said you could come up with three times a charm.
Ooh.
Because that person is...
Our charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Your spice, adding a little spice to the taste buds.
Ooh.
That's so cute. Our little third wheel could be adding a little spice to us.
Yeah, I like that one too.
And then a new flavor of the week to your taste buds. Adding a new flavor to the week to your taste buds. These are fantastic.
Julie, we're putting you on the payroll.
Yeah.
It pays nothing. But you're on there.
You got to pay us $5 for just saying that on the air. No, I'm just kidding.
And then last but not least, we want to give a shout out to the fellas over at Lexington Tap Tours. This is a new concept of brewery tours that they've just launched. They're brand new. There's four of them. They're friends, and they've started this company, and they're really off to a great start. They've built some really good relationships with local breweries like Country Boy, West Near Six, Twins. Mirror Twin, and I just think that'd be a super fun, and we are going to go and on one of the tours and try it out and see all about it. And so thanks, guys, at Lexington Tap Tours. If you're not following them, follow them on Facebook. Are they on Twitter and Instagram as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Follow them and take one of their tours.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, guys, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you, Curtis, for sitting in.
Thank you. We hope you
will be back.
It has been my pleasure.
Yes. And to check out some of the things we talked about in today's show, visit our website at kytastebuds.com, where you can read articles on food, fashion, events, and people. And follow us to keep up with our daily whereabouts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at kytastebuds. And make sure that you're subscribed to our weekly newsletter. It's the easiest way to get all of our information in one email. Fantastic. Go to our website, sign up. You won't be sorry. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.